Good morning. This is Pastor Thomas, and I want to thank you for taking part of this morning's edition of Light for Living, and trust that you're having a great day. Thank you so much for just giving us the opportunity to speak with you a few moments, allowing us either in your home, your car, and we trust that he is thought-provoking to you, just a little bit of a help as you get ready to go out to God's house. Most of you will be doing just that. Most of you do have Bible-believing church homes that you're attending. And I just pray that you go in with an attitude of expectancy this morning, happy to just have the privilege to be able to go to such a place, worship amongst God's people, and hear the preaching of the Word of God, singing that exalts the Lord. Don't take that for granted, folk. There's many places in this world in which we live that they don't have such an opportunity. And so go with that attitude of joy, expecting God to do great things. Now, for the number of you that may be listening that are not yet in that good church home, I can't think of a better time than this morning to come and be a guest at the True Light Baptist Church. My personal invitation to you, I'd love to see you. Our church folk would certainly love to see you, and we'll expect God to speak in a powerful way right there at the church. Now, we are located 8139 Hugh Matthews Highway, Alton, Virginia. And if you are coming from Highway 58, just take 501 South between the Sheets and the Hardys, and go about 7.5 miles, and it's going to take you right to the church. And if you happen to be crossing the state line, just look for us on the right about 4.5 miles on 501, and you'll pull right into the parking lot. So you'll have no problem whatsoever. And Lord willing, we'll be meeting our morning service at 11 o'clock. And then our evening service will be at 6. And just remind you of our midweek. That's on Wednesday evenings at 7 o'clock. And currently we're going verse by verse through the book of Galatians. And so we'd love to have you each and all of those services beginning this morning. And want to remind you that if you are in that church home, you can still yet, if you choose, view our past services. Just go online, Facebook, or you can go to the TLBCAlton.com website, and you'll find them there. And so you can, even this program, if for whatever reason you catch part of it and you miss some of it and you'd like to listen to it in its entirety, just go to the website and you can go under Light for Living in the sermons portion, and all of the Light for Living radio programs will be re-aired there as well. So keep those in mind. Come and be our guest this morning. I promise you, a warm welcome is going to await you. I'll be honored to meet you if I have not already done so. And we're just going to expect God to bless in a powerful way. We went to the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 3 last week and used one verse for our text verse. And we are speaking on the subject, the liberty that you and I enjoy, or should I say can enjoy, in this present time, in a time where many liberties are being stripped away and we're forfeiting many of them. I'm glad that you and I have some liberties available to us that the world, no matter how hard they may try, cannot rob you of. And so I'm looking at 2 Corinthians chapter number 3 and verse number 17, where the Bible says, "Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And so we are going to give you some of the liberties that we can enjoy in the here and now. And I brought your attention to the fact last week that you can have liberty from the pit. And I speak in particular about the pit of hell. How many of you do remember the very moment that the Lord saved your soul? And he saved your soul from a very, very real pit of hell. He saved you from condemnation, passed from death unto life. But the fact of the matter is that if you know that your sins are forgiven, you can have all assurance that you do not, nor can you. It is impossible. Now that you have trusted Christ, it is impossible for you to spend an eternity in a place called hell, a place that burns with fire and brimstone. Bible says a place where their worm dieth not. You think about that. Those that will spend an eternity in hell, not only will they suffer physical agony unlike you could ever imagine, but how about the mental? Can you imagine every time an individual that is burning in hell, every moment of their day, it will replay in their minds the times that someone give them the gospel, maybe a preacher, maybe a Sunday school teacher, maybe just your average lay person give the gospel and yet they reject it. Their mind will be tormented day and night, apart from grace, apart from mercy, apart from the love of God. It will be pure justice and it will be eternal. Yes, sir, ma'am, hell is a real place. But aren't you glad, those of you that know that you know that you're saved, you have been delivered. Yes, sir, you have liberty from that pit. With that being said, I'd like to take you to this liberty. You and I can enjoy the liberty from your past. The liberty from your past. The Bible tells us that the devil is the accuser of the brethren. We talked to our church about that just the other evening. And he's really good at it. He's a very good prosecuting attorney. But on the flip side, when it comes to those that have put their faith and trust in Christ, he may be pretty good as far as his arguments, but his record is an utter failure. For you and I, aren't you glad that we have an advocate? We have the advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And as I talked to our church the other night, it is not a matter where the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our advocate, pleads whether we were deserving of judgment, whether we were guilty. Of course we were. But the fact of the matter is, our debt has been paid in full. He gave his life's blood, and he gave it as a ransom for you and me. And I'm glad to report to you that not only are my sins forgiven, not only have I been delivered from the pit of hell, but thanks be to God, God even erases your past. An amazing thought, isn't it? I go back now to the book of 1 Corinthians, and I'm looking at chapter number 6. And we share these verses with the church. We'll share them again with you, and you're, I'm sure, as you sat in your local church, you've heard these verses before. My, what encouragement they are. And you say, well, preacher, you said, I trusted Christ young, as did I. God didn't have to pull me out at that time from drunkenness and drug addiction. I was a young child. But yet I was still a sinner. I was still under condemnation. I was still under the wrath of God. But there may be people that you are listening to this morning, and the devil will try to remind you of all that you used to be. All the wicked things that you had done. All the hurt that maybe you have inflicted. Disappointments. The sleepless nights that maybe you caused a dear father or dear mother. But aren't you glad that when the Lord Jesus Christ saved you, he cleansed you, he washed you from your sins in his own blood, and with that, your past is gone. I'm reading in 1 Corinthians chapter number 6 and verse number 9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And that's absolutely correct. And the Bible tells us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It's all believers, but this is categorizing sin. Some of you know very well what those days were like. But I like the next verse. And such were some of you. But ye are washed. But ye are sanctified. But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. The Bible says, and such were, past tense, some of you. But then he goes on, but now ye are washed. I'm glad that our God not only forgives us our sins, but he erases it. You say, preacher, I just can't get over all the things that I had done before I got saved. Well, you've got to think about this. You're having a hard time getting over something that's not there. It's gone. The Lord not only forgave it, he washed it away. You've been washed. You say, how far, preacher, has God, in his love and in his mercy, how far has God removed my sin? Well, I'll tell you how far. Psalm 103 and verse 12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. If you get to thinking about that, east and west can't meet. That's how far God has removed your sin. And I take you back to that old accuser. And he is. He's good. He can throw out some very compelling arguments. He could try to fish up some things, but just remember, he's trying to fish up things that are no longer there. They're gone. A lot of times the devil realizes, well, and he is. Don't take this the wrong way, but the devil's a good devil. He's not good in his nature, but he's really good at what he does. He studies us, and I've told our church he has a gigantic toolbox, and he's got about every kind of wrench or socket you can imagine, and he's got one that's going to fit every one of you and everyone, including me. And for some of you, he's going to take the wrench of distant memory. And he's going to take that thing and ratchet it down hard and try to remind you of all that you were. And, you know, God couldn't really use you because of all the luggage that you have. I'm glad that God took the luggage and sent it to a never meeting place again. They're gone. And you just got to understand that the devil's a liar. He's the father of lies. And he's going to try to get you buried in discouragement over something that's no longer there, rather than you living your life. And for those that may, and the devil uses people as well, no doubt, there'll be people that will try to remind you of all the things that you've done. But you just keep on bragging on Jesus. And one thing that they're going to have a very difficult time arguing with is a miraculous change in your life. I'm glad to report to you, dear sir, maybe there's someone listening, you haven't been saved long, the devil is just beating on you like a snare drum. I've got good news, not based on what I've said, but based on the Word of God. All that the devil's tormenting you with is gone. They're washed. You've been redeemed. You've been delivered. You have real liberty, sir. Rejoice in it, ma'am. Shout the victory in the fact that your past is forever gone. I leave you with this. I read about a man that was deeply convicted and in need of a Savior. He was wandering one night on a country road, and he happened to hear two girls on other side of a hedge there on the road discussing a sermon that they had heard that night in a church. One of the girls said she received great encouragement, and the other asked the reason for it, and she replied, "The world always says that you make your own bed and you must lie in it. But one greater than the world has said, take up thy bed and walk. Thy sins be forgiven." And it said that that man that was in desperate need, that was under conviction, fell on his knees after hearing those two young ladies and was gloriously saved, miraculously delivered. And God can do that for you. And dear child of God, rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Shout the victory. Go on and live your life now for the honor and glory of God, because you have liberty from your yesterday. The liberty I enjoy today. I hope you enjoy it. I hope it's of some measure and encouragement. Please come out and be our guest at True Light. I hope to see you. May the Lord give you a great, great day. God bless you.